Welcome to the NewsHour. The Department of Homeland Security is barreling toward a shutdown after Democrats refused to budge on a funding bill and lawmakers left Washington for a 10-day recess. The department's funding is set to expire Friday at midnight.
The deadlock comes as President Trump's immigration campaign faced intense scrutiny on Capitol Hill today, and his border czar announced a significant drawdown to its operations in Minnesota. Lisa Desjardins begins our coverage.
Good morning.
In Minneapolis, from Tom Homan, a change of course.
I have proposed, and President Trump has concurred, that this surge operation conclude.
President Trump's border czar declaring an end to the tumultuous immigration crackdown in Minnesota, which in recent weeks saw a flurry of street arrests, widespread protests, and the killing of U.S. citizens Rene Good and Alex Preddy by federal officers, and an entire community on edge. Homan touted the operation as a success.
As a result of our efforts here, Minnesota is now less of a sanctuary state for criminals.
He said most agents will relocate, but a small footprint of personnel will remain to enforce immigration laws.
President Trump made a promise of mass deportation, and that's what this country's going to get.
But on the block where Mr. Preddy was killed, skepticism lingers.
I don't have a lot of trust in what is being said by Mr. Homan and anyone in the administration, to be frank.
This is just one blue state that is suffering what's happening, and other blue states will continue to be under attack, and ICE isn't going anywhere. This is just a stop on their checklist.
There's a lot of damages that are left here for us to clean up.
Lin Nguyen, who owns a restaurant in the Twin Cities suburbs, said the fear among immigrant communities will be hard to shake.
We certainly feel that the community itself was probably still very strong, and they'll be there, but I don't know, long-term impact is hard to say right now.
We are cautiously optimistic.
That mixed emotion echoed today by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
The fact of the matter is, they left us with deep damage, generational trauma. They left us with economic ruin in some cases. While the federal government may move on to whatever next thing they want to do, the state of Minnesota and our administration is unwaveringly focused on the recovery of what they did.
Meanwhile, in Washington,
Mr. Chairman,
today's announcement came as the Senate Homeland Security Committee gaveled in for an oversight hearing. First to testify, Minnesota Representative and Majority Whip Tom Emmer, who defended ICE.
It was heartbreaking, and any loss of life is tragic. But make no mistake, it was all a direct result of radical sanctuary state and city policies in Minnesota.
Lawmakers directed questions at state leaders like Minnesota Attorney General and Democrat Keith Ellison.
We haven't had any cooperation up until now, which is really unusual.
He indicated hope for better cooperation with ICE, but said so far they have not seen that on the investigations into the fatal shooting of Rene Good.
We have been denied access to critical evidence in the case to evaluate it. Information like the car, the gun, shell casings, other critical information needed to complete an evaluation and an investigation we simply haven't had access to. We hope this changes.
Next, the nation's leading immigration officials faced senators.
We can roll the video.
And the video of how their agents acted as senators played the moments leading up to Alex Preddy's killing, frame by frame.
Is filming of ICE or Border Patrol either an assault or a crime in any way, Mr. Scott?
No, sir.
CPB Commissioner Rodney Scott pledged to release officer body cam video, but declined comment on who was at fault in Alex Preddy's death, citing investigations underway.
This woman's clearly trying to get her back turned, trying to get away, and he shoves her pretty violently to the ground. Just looking at that, would you think that that's not de-escalation, or are you just saying you can't answer that?
No, I'm not justifying that action. I'm saying I don't have enough information in front of me to say it is or is not, because I don't know what happened before this video.
I think what's important about the encounter isn't even the specifics of the investigation. It's about what are your officers trained to do.
Scott, as well as acting ICE Director Todd Lyons, both indicated that an officer may draw their firearm when the agent believes it's required to do so, including when approaching a stopped vehicle. Senator Rand Paul, who chairs the committee, urged the agencies to reevaluate.
you have to look at what your rules are for drawing weapons, because it appears to me they're not using the same standard as the police.
Both officials said they never told Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem that their assessment of Mr. Preddy was that of a domestic terrorist.
How would she possibly come to that kind of conclusion, to tell the American public that when they're watching this video?
I can't speculate on what someone else would say or why, sir.
Mr. Lyons?
Sir, I can't speculate to what the secretary thought at that time, sir.
So it seems to me a really big question, which means that we have to have Secretary Noem here.
For her part, Secretary Noem was in California this afternoon.
I know that some of the operations in Minnesota are changing, but we're going to continue to stay focused with our investigators through the Homeland Security investigations on the fraud that's been going on.
Back in Washington, the midterms and whether these agencies will deploy to the polls came up.
We do civil enforcement and criminal law enforcement. There's no reason for us to deploy to a polling facility.
Michigan Democrat Alyssa Slotkin argued there's reason to believe they could.
It's not fantasy. It's not made up. These are things that the president and his cabinet have suggested. If we do not have serious reform and change, then you will be contributing to the average American who woke up very supportive of law enforcement, being terrified that they and their community will be next.
But the future of any reform and of agency funding are now unclear.
The hearing is now adjourned.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.